Chushvingala Tair alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. There's no one that understands and yoyrid l'savdatoy shel udam like the Torah Akdoisha. Sometimes the Torah is the best therapist and the Torah basically gets us. There's a pusik in the Torah, Devach. Loy sikoim veloy sitoir es benayamechu ve'ahavtu l'reyachu kamoichu ani Hashem. So Rashi says, what's the difference between loisikoim veloisitoid? Loisikoim is, I'm coming to you and I say, would you give me your sickle? And you say, no, I'm not giving it to you. Tomorrow your friend comes and says, would you give me your axe? What do you answer him? I'm not giving it to you the way you didn't give me yesterday. That's nekuma. Netira, yeah, I'm going to give it to you, even though you didn't want to give it to me yesterday. Then the Torah goes, v'haft l'reyachu kamoichu. So one has to stop and one has to analyze the pusik. There are psikim afterwards and psikim before this where it says, "Echayech techiyech es amaseichu." V'loisisu ulav chayt, do not begrudge him, don't hold an avaida. Do I have to go from loisikoim to loisitoil to loving my friend, my neighbor? Good, you're telling me, don't take nekuma. The guy, v'mazukt, you asked him, would you give me your car? And the guy says no, and the next day you do give it to him, or vice versa. Do I have to afterwards love you? Why doesn't the Torah say no? Loisikim veloisitoid. And if it does happen, why are we going to such an extreme from one end to the other, from loisikim veloisitoid to v'after yachu kamoichum? So I want to preface it with a story. The Gudel B'Yisrael, the Kudosh Rebbe Chunav Wasserman, came to America in the 1930s to raise money for Branovich. And he had some Bukharim here that clung to him here in America. They saw his godless, and to them this was like a breath of fresh air. And they used to go around with him. One day, a Bukhar made him an appointment by a huge gevir. And two Bukharim went along, and Rebbe Chunav goes in. Bottom line, the guy gave Rebbe Chunav nothing. Rebbe Chunav walks out, and this Bukhar sits down on the steps and starts crying. Rebbe Chunav asks him, "Favus weinst du?" He says, "Rebbe, favus ich wein? I schlepped you to a guy, and the guy didn't give you a nickel. Geb him eppes, geb him $3, geb him eppes. I'm crying for you that you didn't get money from him." So Rebbe Chunav stopped and looked at him and said, "I want to ask you. Do you remember the story Moshe Rabbeini was told by the Eibishter to build a Mishkan and to find an architect? Moshe Rabbeini goes in and he says, I'm looking for Bezalel. The Eibishter told me to find Bezalel." He goes over to a guy, "Shalom Aleichem, you look like Bezalel." "No, Moshe Rabbeini, I'm Gedalia." "Oh, I thought your mamish looked like Bezalel." He goes over to the next, to the third, until he finds Bezalel. The first three guys, is he going to be upset at them that they're not Bezalel? No, he's not Bezalel. He says, tells the Bucha, "You can't cry. It wasn't Bashet for this guy to give me money. Had it been Bashet, I would have got the money. Let's move on." With this story, we could understand the Pusik. Why are you going to your friend to take a sickle or a saw or a hatchet or a car? Because you don't have it. The dafstis, you have to go and borrow one. Rabbi, are you upset at yourself for not having one? No, why? Because I don't have one. How could I be upset at myself? You need it, but I still don't have it. When your friend doesn't give it to you, it's not bashert for him to give it to you. It's not bashert for him to do this mitzvah. Loi sikoim v'loi sitoim. Don't take nekuma and don't do netira. You know why? It's not bashert. Memayla v'ahavt l'reyachu kamoichu. What an unbelievable, awesome lesson. Alechte Geshabbos.